Listening to the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 419. Triple team traffic now. Ricky Meese.
Southbound traffic, I-15, heavy and slow between 3900 South. Starts to get better by the South Interchange, but in that mix is an accident. It's at 5300 South at the exit ramp, and it's over to the left shoulder. Now, just keep in mind, that may have been a spot that could have been slick. Those on and off ramps, bridges, and overpasses can still have some icy spots. The rest of the Valley freeways look good. Southbound 5600 West, spots of slowing between California Avenue, 3900 South. Michelle?
That earlier crash, I-15 southbound, is still blocking a right lane of traffic, and it's causing delays. You'll hit the Lowe's delays before Pleasant Grove Boulevard, but the crash is just before 200 South in Linden. There's a new crash on Highway 6 that is 3 miles east of Tucker, and it's eastbound. Now, also, if you're traveling near Nephi, there's a crash northbound I-15, 5 miles south of Nephi. Mark?
So far, so good. Rolling out of downtown Salt Lake City up into Davis County, I-15 looks great. No major delays. Highway 89, Legacy Parkway 215 to the north end all look a little lighter than normal for now. Jordan Valley Cancer Center, Utah's new cancer facility specializing in cancer treatment and helping patients thrive. Their comprehensive prevention programs include health screenings, genetic testing, education, biopsies, and counseling. JBCancerCenter.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll We'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday-Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But We'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But, yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, a 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So we might start 2017 with the inversion showing up.
It's that time of year. You know, this is what we tend to see. Now, last couple of years, we haven't had it too bad because it's been warmer. You know, you don't get the snow on the ground. We don't tend to see it as much. But yeah, we've got all this fresh snow. So as we make our way into probably the Friday, Saturday time frame, you're really going to start to see that haze building back in. But we'll have a storm moving in for the new year. That should help mix the air up.
Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.